You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Right. Good evening, everyone. Nation to nation, coast to coast. You're on Cameron Live on the BBS Radio Network, as well as other affiliates on board. We're going to have an interesting show tonight. We're going to have the Reverend Reverend Tania Fialo. She's going to be on our show. She's going to give you all about prophecies. And we're going to have our famous life coach, Bernadette DiGabrielle. She'll be on our show on the second half of the show. So without further ado, let me give out the phone numbers. Our phone numbers are 323-744-4831. And our other number is 1-888-627-6008. I understand there's a great baseball game going on, and we're going to give you an update in about a second who's winning that great baseball game. And I know the Dodgers are playing Milwaukee, so let's get you guys updated on that game. We're going to do it right now. We're going to get you right now and let you know what's going on. So it was an interesting game because Milwaukee was leading, and now the Dodgers were coming back. So let me give you the score. The score right now is 5-2. Milwaukee over the Dodgers is in the bottom of the sixth, and we're going to give you an update of the series. The Dodgers lead the series, by the way, 3-2. If they win tonight, it's all over in Milwaukee. So Dodgers would play the Red Sox. So we'll let you know, and then we got some. I think we have some NBA news, which we'll tell you some scores we're going to pass along. So the NBA scores. Last night, what a game with the Lakers. The Lakers playing Portland. What a game that was. So today, we have the Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks, beating the Indiana Pacers, 118-101. And then they're in still the first quarter in Utah. The Warriors are playing the Utah Jazz. The 19-19 tie, and then the Clippers are playing at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. They're leading in the first quarter. It was 1:23, 24-16 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. What a series is! And other updated scores we're going to give you is the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Sacramento Kings 149-129. That's 149-129. And then the Grizzlies, Memphis Grizzlies beat the Atlanta Hawks 131-117. And then we had a nice match in Toronto. The Toronto Raptors 113 over the Celtics 101. And then another game we had in the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 131-123, and then New York in the battle of the big city, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Knicks 107-105, and then one other score, and we have the Charlotte Hornets beating the Orlando Magic 120-88. So we give you a little up to date on the baseball score. We hope to have something before we leave the air. So we'll get you up to date. Anyway, what a day it was in the news. It was an interesting day in the news. We're going to tell you about there was a migrant caravan that was hitting Mexico. It was U.S. bound with workers, people that wanted to come over the border. But Mexico has sent the riot police to stop this caravan. So we'll let you know more about that, along with Macedonia. Parliament votes to start name change process. That's been in the works for a little bit. Facebook names today former Deputy PM, Prime Minister, Sir Nick Clegg. He'll take over Facebook. What a job he's got. And then finally, the Saudi TV said that Jamal Khashoggi died after fight. So we don't know what the fight they're talking about, but that's the latest we got so far from Saudi admitting something. Well, there's going to get, I think, this all is going to come out more and more about the anger they have, the nastiness, and one of the kings are going to be executed. That's what I think. For what they did, the U.S. is going to pull away from them. No problem. So anyway, that's what's going on. Macedonia, we mentioned earlier, their parliament votes to change the name change process. And, you know, we had some other stories about Saudi hitman, Jim Caldry. He was the one allegedly that murdered the writer, the Washington Post writer. And it should be interesting what's going to come out, you know. And it's just a sad situation when the U.S. doesn't even trust its ally, Saudi Arabia. And anyway, they should have come out with it sooner. But I think this is going to show how is a lot of instability in Saudi Arabia. So with that in mind, we're going to have our special guest, Reverend Tania Filo. She'll be on tonight, and she'll give you her prophecies. So, by the way, one other thing I want to mention. You know, you get car deals nowadays, and a lot of the car deals out there, you know, are not deals at all. But we happen to get a deal from a place located in L.A., but they could do everywhere. Crazy Car Deal. And they could do Maserati. They could do Ford. They could do Infiniti. They could do Lexus. They could do Smart Car. Anything you want and desire, they can do. And they deliver. They deliver to your house. Anyway, I'm going to give you a gentleman who's been really nice with us. Got me my car, Gabriel, and his last name is Sergani, 562-673-6949. He's an auto broker, and you can get him, email autobroker@crazycardeal, or you can get him on the internet, www.crazycardeal.com. And we use them because they are the best. They when they say something, it happens. So please call our guys at crazycardeal.com. All right? Anyway, let's get on with the show, and hopefully we'll get the rebel minister coming in, and we're going to have ourselves a good show. I wanted to talk about some other news headlines. What about the lottery today? The $1.4 billion, mega millions in the California lottery and all over the U.S. And someone's going to win that money, which comes out to like $970 million or something like that. Anyway, we wish everyone well, best. We'll see, we'll hopefully get the numbers before we leave the air. What a lottery that was. I even played it, and I don't play too many lotteries, but you never know. Another thing is the mom was an article in Yahoo regarding Nikki Haley, the former U.N. ambassador. And she poked fun of herself, and she poked fun of she mocked Donald Trump at the UN thing, and she also poked fun at presidential candidate, hopefully. All right. Hello, you're on the air on Cameron Live.
Good evening, Cameron.
Yes. How are you? This is
my good friend calling you.
You're
Canada.
The rebel. Reverend, good. I'm good. A lot of things are happening as we speak tonight. A lot of news is going on, from politics to global to international. So it's all happening. All happens on Friday night, and I don't understand why no one wanted to do a Friday night show. I think Friday night is fun. So now we're gonna give you dignity. She's our rebel minister, Tania. Filo.
Yes.
Right? I got it right. Yay.
Yay. Yay, you got it right. Tania.
Finally.
Yes.
Anyway, Tania was on our show when we were on the other station, and she made some bold prophecies that came true, like the hurricane in Florida, and there were some other things that happened, and they all came true. So what do you would like to share with our audience tonight?
Well, you know, Cameron, I kind of like to chuckle sometimes because I know a few years ago before
when Trump was just barely starting to run and everyone thought it was a joke, and I said that he was going to win the election.
Right.
You know, a lot of people were laughing at me, including you. I mean, it took
oh, yeah, because
to keep coming through before you finally started to think I was onto something.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you said it, because, you know, in America, there was, you know, you had Hillary that ran, and then you had Trump, and the Hillary situation got worse and worse. In fact, she's even going to make a comeback, which I can't believe.
Well, you know, the funny thing is a lot of times when these prophecies come forward, it's unfortunately stuff I don't even want to happen. And,
right.
You know, none of this is because of any of my views that might be biased towards one side
right.
or the other. You know, sometimes the Lord just wakes me up in the middle of the night and I have a pen and a pad of paper beside me and I'm half asleep and I start writing. And then, you know, I wake up in the morning and I reread it and I'm like, wow, that's, you know, he wakes me up in the night, or he'll show me things through vision. So, you know, back
right.
in 2016, I said that I felt that there was manipulations with the weather, especially
before
the election. And, you know, this was before when Trump originally ran. And then that big flood hit the state of Texas. And then, as you know, about a month and a half ago, I was on your show. And I told you that a big hurricanes were coming with floods, and they were going to go right up all the red states.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, I felt again it was the government manipulating the weather in order to hinder people from getting to the polls. A lot of people think it's
right.
going out there, but as you know, it's been happening. Florida
right.
just got hit again, which is known as Trump land, right? So,
right.
Yeah, the Lord's been showing me there's been a lot of stuff, you know, and as you know, a lot of the prophecies that I give are, they're not generic. They're quite bold and going against the grain.
Right.
Well, now tell our folks
to update everything. What's going to happen in the U.S. elections 2 weeks from now?
There's going to be a big red wave. It's running pretty close right now. There's going to be a big red wave, and it's going to be in, you know, Trump's favor for the midterms.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes along behind the scenes that runs much deeper than what, you know, the media is showing.
Right.
Regarding this thing with Kavanaugh, you know, I was just going back in some of my papers because I write down a lot of these prophecies. Back in 1 year ago, specifically, I had stated that there was going to be a big scandal regarding the Supreme Court. You know what just happened with Kavanaugh, right? But there's going to be another scandal that is going to come forward. It's going to be involving a female judge. And so I don't know if she's going to end up having to retire in order because of this scandal, or if she's going to retire. But it's going to be involving a woman, and something's going to come to light here. The deep state, they are not worried about Roe versus Wade like they've been, you know, saying in the public about Kavanaugh. They were worried about him turning over Roe versus Wade. This is just a ploy. It's a ploy to win votes for people that are pro-abortion. But the deep state, is what they're really worried about is the military tribunals and the possibility of all their assets being seized because it's outside of criminal and civil law.
Right, right. That's a big issue. That is a major big issue.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was going to say, go ahead, because I was going to say, that's an interesting issue, because that's been in the news too, because a lot of people behind, you know, the pro-life movement, and a lot of people that are against it are,
this is a ploy to manipulate the public. What they're really concerned about is the military tribunals, because a lot of these elites are going to lose a lot of their assets. And the elites are also in a panic because Donald Trump has signed an order to go after human trafficking. And they're in a panic because many of the elites are behind it and they don't want to be exposed.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be a big scandal regarding the Pope of the Vatican. He is aiding the kingdom of darkness, and God is going to expose the Pope and those that are under his command, and it's going to rock the world. It's going to come out that the Pope is behind human trafficking and pedophilia. That there's been many priests that he's covered up for, and instead of dismissing them, he's moved them to different locations.
Right. That is true. That's happened. And with the Cardinal, they just dismissed from Washington. They moved him to another city. That is true. That happened.
Yeah, the Pope is hiding. There's a lot of stuff the Pope is hiding, and there's going to be an archaeological find that is going to come, that's going to be found, and it's going to blow away all of the religions that are out there. And what's happening is this archaeological find that is going to be found, it's going to expose a lot of corruption of what has been held back regarding the Bible, I believe.
Because
going to be a lot of human trafficking.
When you were talking about human trafficking, and now explain to folks, because they've seen stuff in the news, but explain about human trafficking, because a lot of people don't really understand it, what it is. So could you explain it to the audience?
Well, as you know, I ran a charity for over a decade that helped women and children get out of human trafficking, and Human trafficking runs a lot deeper. It runs right into the deep state. And there's going to be a lot. There's been human trafficking and pedophilia and things like that have gone on in the White House. And this is not just hearsay. It's happened to a girlfriend of mine's son.
A very famous boy.
His story had made news everywhere, and I did a TV show on her. And you know, it really runs deep. So a lot of the elites are behind this. You know, there's a lot of Luciferian stuff that is going on, and the Pope is a wolf. I believe he is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and the Lord is going to expose a lot of the corruption that is going on. Because he needs to expose all of this corruption before he comes back for his pure and spotless bride.
Right. Well, I agree with you, because the Pope has been, when he's traveling, people have asked him, and he's been a noncommittal no to all the responses. And this is recently, the Pope went overseas, and he will not answer that question. So I agree with you. I think what's going to happen to the Vatican is really going to shake them up like an earthquake. And a lot of the things that were hidden, because they always said that things are hidden in the Vatican, and things are going to become...
Well, this is another thing that when I spoke about the archaeological find, now keep in mind that the Vatican runs its own deep state, and there's a lot of corruption and a lot of covering up that is going on in there, so I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, this is not a prophecy, but I would not be surprised if this archaeological find is somewhere in the Vatican... and that the authorities find it when they go in to arrest the Pope. There's going to be an archaeological find that is going to blow away a lot of religions. And also, last time I was on your show, I told you that there was going to be a big scandal coming forth regarding
that. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that on the show. You talked about that. What about what's happening with the Saudi Arabia? Is that part of that?
I don't see anything regarding that right now. I just know that there's going to be a big scandal regarding Iran. I can tell you, you know, the Lord shows me things, and maybe I'll get more next week or tomorrow or tonight. But that's all I know for now. I can tell you there's going to be huge turnover right after the midterms. The Democrats will not win, the Lord also said, you know, that the Pope answers to nobody, but he will have to answer to God, and God is going to expose the Pope. There's going to also be major news and media outlets, so they're going to come down because there's no truth to what they're saying, so their ratings are going to fall, and these are going to be very major news outlets. And also regarding the Clintons, they are the face of the New World Order. And they are not finished losing their peace yet. Hillary Clinton is going to be arrested. I do not know if she's going to go to prison or wear an ankle bracelet or what have you, but she will be arrested. But I will tell you, Obama is going to be arrested, and he will be imprisoned.
Very interesting. What about his wife, Michelle? Because she's very much with him.
I don't see anything for that yet. Yeah,
interesting.
Nothing for that yet. But there's going to be a lot of high-profile arrests. Obama will go to jail, and I also see possible martial law, a lot of race riots. You know, the Christians are supposed to be praying for the technology for the elections so that, you know, there's not a lot of tampering regarding that. Donald Trump is going to release a lot of cures for medical illnesses that have been oppressed by Big Pharma he's going to be exposing a lot of that. That's why a lot of these people want to take him out. The
lawyer
is going to reform the court, and he's going to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Now, when that happens, the overturning of Roe versus Wade, is America going to be coming back as a Christian country, or do you see us becoming more or less, you know, because Roe versus Wade was really been there for what, 40 years, 50 years, and from that, the country changed a lot. Feminists have fought, you know,
this is the thing, though. Keep in mind that America was founded as a Christian nation, one nation, one nation under God, okay? And America has been rebelling against God. And one of the examples is Roe versus Wade, which is the mass genocide of babies.
Right, that's horrible, horrible.
He's going to be shaking things up. You know, and things got to happen, and things got to get bad before they get better.
Well,
so Donald Trump is going to do two terms. The economy is going to be booming.
President, okay.
Continue to boom. Yep.
And you don't buy any of the Democrats for the midterms. Nothing's going to happen with that. All it's going to do is just show what the problem is. With the Democrats now.
There's going to be a huge overturn after the midterms.
Really?
There's going to be a big overturn, yeah.
And what about, yeah, go ahead.
There's also, I see Supreme Court judge arrests during the scandal. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Is it a judge, a man or a woman?
A man.
Man, okay, the only one that is, there's one that's not with with Trump, that's a member of the Supreme Court. So very, very interesting. He was elected by George Bush, and he's been coming to odds with Trump on some of the things. So that could be it, because I know that's been brewing. What about with the Any word with the administration, with all that's been going on? Any word with that? Or that's just
I'll be very surprised if there's going to be any Democrats left in the White House. There's going to be a huge overturn. I can tell you that Donald Trump is definitely going to be dodging impeachment. He's covered by the blood of Jesus. And a lot of the times, you know, the media likes to bring up all the things he's done regarding Stormy Daniels and this and that. But, you know, I can tell you, I've had visions of Donald Trump on his knees repenting, asking God to forgive him for his sins. There's been a lot of powerful Bible studies and prayer in that White House. God is moving. So Donald Trump, you know, he's a baby Christian. And, when babies are just learning how to walk and talk, and, you know, he's a baby Christian, so he's still rough on the edges. He's still learning a lot. But God is using him, and he's going to have a very prophetic gifting, because he's got a lot of intuition, very deep intuition. And he's going to be very prophetic. I can see that for sure. He's being used by God, and he's going to bring down and expose a lot of corruption.
Yeah, because when JFK was president and he tried to expose someone, suddenly he gets assassinated because people are nuts.
I don't see that with Trump at all.
You don't see him getting
that. Yeah, he's going to expose a lot of the Luciferian reign of pedophilia that is going on with the elites. And a lot of this information that's going to come out went so deep that the stuff that's barely coming out is not even going to scratch the surface of people are going to see how deep this really, really goes. There's a lot of elites that are squawking the loudest that are going to be exposed, and they're going to be locked up are the ones that are squawking the loudest right now.
Interesting, because you mentioned...
The mainstream media is so corrupt. It wants to abolish your faith by fear-mongering the public.
Right. That's true. That is true, because it's been happening. It's been happening even with the Kavanaugh. With the Kavanaugh nomination, a lot of that was going on. Now, where do you see the country headed? If we get rid of Roe versus Wade, then we become back to a Christian nation. And do you think that's going to be, God's going to honor us more because we changed.
No, I don't think that abolishing Roe versus Wade is going to bring everyone back to a Christian nation. I mean, there's still so much Luciferian stuff that is going on. There's in so many different areas, there's so much wickedness going on that can't even just scratch the surface. But you know, God wants to restore some order. You know, he's got to expose a lot of the darkness before he can, he's got to expose a lot of the darkness before he can come back for his pure and spotless bride, you know.
Right,
so,
that's true. That is true what you're saying, because God
has
to expose like the Pope.
Rest coming. I will not be surprised. I prophesied about 2 years ago that I saw Donald Trump running for 2 terms. At the end of the 2nd term, I saw a lot of race riots and wars, civil wars breaking out, where it could possibly get to the point that at the end of his 8 years, that he might have to declare martial law in order to restore order, which can keep him in office for up to an additional 3 years.
That's true.
Okay. So I will not be surprised if that happens. I saw that a few years ago. And, there's a lot going on right now, and God's shaking things up. I've seen visions into the south of New York City, a great big mushroom cloud that was in a rural area. Big mushroom cloud I saw there. I see militia checkpoints up near Texas. And to another state besides Texas, where I see that everything is dark, there's no electricity on except big floodlights and checkpoints. I see women and children standing behind fences. I don't know if they're FEMA camps, but there's no men. There's just women and children, and there's no men to be found.
Wow. Unbelievable. One other thing I was going to ask you. I call you Reverend. What about with Israel? Did you get any notion of the Middle East with Israel?
Not really. It's protected. I think what Trump did there was a good move.
Okay, yeah, with the Jerusalem being the capital. But do you see the Arabs taking off, because they tried yesterday to launch like 4 missiles from Gaza to the big urban city in Israel yesterday? They tried to kill mega people. It was on the news. So I asked
you. Yeah, you know what the thing is I have no control over what comes to me. It's just random.
Right. And one other thing, we talked about the Pope. Now, the Pope is supposed to come to America next year. You see this Pope being arrested or not? Being that the Vatican will finally not have popes, or do you think?
Catholics are going to be absolutely rocked. There's going to be a lot of stuff that is in disarray. The Pope is going to be exposed. I don't know how easily it's going to be for any authorities to get to him if he's in the Vatican. I see him being exposed. Definitely, I haven't had any visions of him being arrested. Maybe that's because he's going to be difficult to get to. I don't know, but he's going to be exposed, and he's been covering up a lot of stuff. I see a lot of pedophilia, a lot of Luciferian stuff. I do not see him being a true Catholic. I see him as a wolf in sheep's clothing, and God's going to expose that.
And one last thing with the Pope, because he's supposed to make a special trip to Mexico City for next year, and that was to repent of all the the priests they sent to Mexico City that were in the U.S. That's what he was doing. He was sending them to Mexico City, and I thought maybe he'd get rid of all of them and say, you know what, you're gone, to try to salvage his administration. It should be very interesting, that's for sure. And by the way, Reverend Tania, the rebel minister, she'll be back. If she has a vision, she'll come back on our show on BBS. And by the way, did you hear the news? BBS now will be a part of, you know, iHeartRadio. Can you imagine? You'll be part of iHeartRadio with us. And we started our first iHeartRadio. We have 88 stations right now. So they're going to make an announcement soon, and we're going to be, have more. So it's better for me to leave where I was at LA Talk Radio. So it happened, and they're having some problems, what I hear. But it's good. Everything God brings you to a better place and time, you know? So that's how I look at it.
Yes, exactly.
But anyway, anything else that we should – you told us quite a bit, and we'll have to rehash to go over all
well, that. You got to keep in mind, though, when you upon giving prophecy, you can never ask for a timeline, because to be truly prophetic, there is no timeline. In fact, a lot
that's
of times
true.
Prophecies don't come true until after the prophet has passed away.
Right.
But as you know, over the years I've been on your show, I've said a lot of things that have already come to pass that were quite, you know, shocking to you.
Yeah, they were bold. But, people said bold, but they were real. They're true. It happened, you know.
Yeah.
And by the,
yeah.
by the way, keep,
you know, and the, yeah.
So I was going to say, a lot of the stuff that you've been on our radio, we're going to keep another thing on BBS. So if you want to listen to today's show, you're going to hear a lot of things. You'll be, you know, if people want to hear it again, you'll be able to hear what Reverend Tenaya said over and over again on, you know, on BBS Radio and all our affiliates. And we have an affiliate, by the way, in British Columbia. So I'll let you know more. And then hopefully I'm going to talk to you about maybe we could do a show together down the road. It'd be kind of fun to do a show about life,
yeah.
you know, itself. But anyway, thank you so much for coming on. And
you're welcome.
And
people can go and they can check out Prophecies from the Past on YouTube under The Rebel Reverend, or go to my website,
right.
therebelreverend.com.
All right. And we appreciate it as always. And you're on our news station. We appreciate you giving us a shot. And everyone out there, please listen again to the show and just go over slowly, because a lot of people, when they hear a prophecy, they want, oh, my God, these are the results. No, results, let it lie in. And like what I do sometimes is I'll listen to what you said again and again, so that way it makes sense. And when, so far,
yeah,
you've made sense so
well,
far.
Yeah, on my YouTube channel, there's some prophecies there, too. People can go years back and listen to what I've said and what's come to pass thus far.
Right.
You know, I thank God I haven't been wrong yet. So
no, you've
that's
been.
Good.
Okay, anyway, I appreciate everything, and we'll talk again once you...
thank you, Cameron.
Thanks so much for coming on, Reverend Tenaya. This is Reverend Tenaya, and by the way, we appreciate her coming on. So thanks so much. And now we have we're gonna have Gabrielle, Bernadette de Gabrielle,
oh,
come
hear
on.
Me?
Yeah, hi. What'd you think of that? We have what she's
well,
a Reverend Tenaya. What she does in prophecy, what's gonna happen with the world. So she mentioned the Pope. And I have to listen to the show again, because even me, when I hear it, I go, okay, you know. But she made a prediction about Trump being reelected. And you're in Texas, and you know that Beto O'Rourke, he by the way, he's very good guy, you know. Beto.
Yeah, very excited about him. We have a few really great representatives running in this election. I just had on my show on Wednesday, I had Travis Duncan, who's running for mayor. Really, really incredible guy. So, yeah, I heard her prophecies. And
yeah, tell us what you think.
Yeah.
What do you have any on-the-spot feelings right now of what she said?
Well, it's coming from a very Christian base. So,
uh-huh.
I'm really hopeful that, you know, Trump does make some changes. I'm so sorry. It's been raining and crazy. So
my voice is too. Yeah, I had that voice too when I get the weather changes. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful, you know, that Trump does make some shifts. I do agree that a lot of our human trafficking does come from the upper elites.
Right.
I've that's been, you know, some things that I stumbled across when I was in the corporate world and dealing with international banks and governments, that, yeah, so there's a lot of truth to that, sadly.
Well, yeah.
As far as re-election.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine, honey. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, it's so it's interesting to hear from someone another point of view what's happening. Because, see, when I see Trump, I'll be honest with you, I get frustrated. I really get frustrated because I don't like his how he treats women. He's very the way what he said yesterday, something stupid, when a guy running for Congress, and he is a congressman, beats up a reporter. I have problems with that. I think that's not for a congressman to act like. And the congressman should resign. And the guy beat up a reporter, took off his glasses, and you don't do that as a representative. You know, I know in California they would, they're not in love with Trump, that's for sure. We got
yeah.
First ultra-liberal governor in Gavin Newsom. So you thought Jerry Brown was liberal. Wait till you get Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom is very... Well, he wants to, you know what he wants to do? Establish an office in Havana, Cuba. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with California, because he is very different, and he'll run for president, this guy. He's about 50-ish, early 50s, from San Francisco, and he was married to the lady from Fox, if you watch Fox News. The reporter there, and she's now going out with Donald Trump Jr. He's a real doll person. Anyway, but should be interesting to see. And then we're going to have in California, we're going to have with housing for the homeless. You know, it's a big issue here. I think where you are too. It's just sad because the people are logging around by the freeway, and there's no housing. You know.
Yeah. I do, and, you know, it's interesting because both of my daughters have traveled from coast to coast, and they mentioned, they said, you know, Mom, it's amazing, but out of all the places that we have traveled through, Austin seems to be the worst when it comes to the homeless situation, and that's really sad because it wasn't that way, you know,
right.
Before all of these massive climate and weather changes have taken place. So it's a little disheartening. And yes, we do have to do something, but that's why a change in government is so important. And so, you know, for sadly, you know, she mentioned about having a red wave. And I think that, you know, I think that we just need to get out of the color nonsense. I mean, it's such bullshit.
I agree with you. Quit with the
blue and quit with the red, and let's get some people in who have heart and have heart for the
right.
people who are actually authentic. And, you know, on Wednesday night in my show, I was just telling people, like, you know, there's a couple of ways that you can identify who is speaking truth and who is not when you're talking about, you know, anybody but candidates in particular. I mean, there's certain behaviors that you'll notice. And my daughters and I, we went to a forum, and it was actually for, you know, for gay rights. And, you know, we were watching a panel of, I think there was 13 representatives. And I, you know, those people, those reps who are going to just come out with guns blazing and in attack mode, I think that, you know, they've got something to hide. You know, there's no reason for that kind of aggression. I mean, honestly, people can get their point across with simple conversation and being human.
Right.
You know,
you're right. You're absolutely right.
And allowing people to have a platform. Everybody deserves to be able to speak their truth, number one.
Right.
We can, or we do, or we do not have to, you know, agree with them. But, you know, just like you and I are having a conversation right now, everybody has a right to express their truth, and they can do it in a way that is cordial. One.
Right.
Two, you know, if you're going to see somebody up there who's going to be sweating bullets or fidgeting like crazy while they're defending a certain point, or, you know, in agreement with a point, they're not speaking truth. They're not
right.
speaking their authentic truth. if they're going to be sweating and shaking and, you know, literally, it just, it speaks volumes about, you know, their authenticity.
If you're
speaking something you believe, then you're comfortable with what you're speaking, and that's what I loved about, you know, Travis Duncan was, you know, and there's several others, but, you know, him in particular, because he's all about consciousness, unity,
right.
Consciousness, awareness, and, you know, that is a really important part of, you know, where we're going, and I wasn't really
right.
sure if the woman on before me, if she was referring to the luciferic situations being the new wave of consciousness that's happening or not. I wasn't really clear on that. So I just, there is a new wave coming and is here. And people are choosing to either ride that wave and elevate their awareness and their consciousness, or
right.
they are... not, and they're going to stay in the same behaviors, and they're going to experience the devastation of what is involved with a third dimensional living.
We are in a point of time,
Cameron, where we have to make changes. I mean, if we were to overturn the Roe versus Wade, that is going to create such an upset. We have come such a long way, and honestly, if you look back, scientifically speaking, and even in the religious code, babies are not necessarily considered a fetus until 4 months of gestation, which is why
right.
the original Catholic Church allowed abortions up until 4 months. They allowed
right.
a termination of pregnancy. If you look back, you know, historically speaking, that was the reason. It wasn't until the Mother Mary concept came in that things changed, and that whole thing, oh, now it's at conception, when, you know, so there's a lot that you know can potentially bring turbulence into where we're going, and
right.
again, it's the choice of the individual whether they want to participate in that or whether they want to elevate their consciousness higher than that and go
right.
you know what, everybody has a purpose, a path, a journey, an experience. And, you know, for one person, what's right and wrong. For another person, it's the opposite. So, you know, I mean, I think it's just all about being respectful to each other, who we are, and, you know,
right.
what our journey, what our experience is about. So,
let me ask you a question about, you know, the senatorial election in Texas, because I like Beto. I really enjoyed him on CNN. He was real. He reminded me of Kennedy. A lot of JFK was in him. If you've seen him, like a young John F. Kennedy.
That is what everybody is saying, and it is exciting to have, you know, people. Yes, I believe that Beto has heart. I believe that what he is speaking is true. I do believe that he is, you know, for the people and for
right.
change, and that is, it is so awesome that we actually have some candidates running that actually do show the authentic care for people, you know?
Yeah, because the other candidate, Ted Cruz, who's the senator, I don't like him. There's a lot of, it just, he turns me off because I don't think he wants to deal with people, and the way he acts is like Trump, like people don't exist, doesn't want to take on issues. And it's ready. It's time for him to go bye-bye, my opinion. You know, let him, you know, to be to go to his next thing in life. And that's the same thing, you know, I'm getting through across the country. But I'm hoping Beto could upset Ted Cruz. I think it's a very close race. Isn't it pretty close?
I think so right now. I mean, we're coming up to the deadline here.
Yeah,
I mean,
people got
to vote.
By the way, let's tell everyone, vote. November 6th, vote.
Early voting starts October 22nd.
Okay,
so,
yeah, we have that
through
the ballot, California, but the actual election will be November 6th. Please vote. Whoever you want, vote. But if you want change, this is the time to do so. And if the ones that are not going to do change, they're not going to be reelected. That's for sure. And I think you know, like they say, the blue wave. I don't think there is such a thing. I think it's a thing where the people are talking. They're your employer. They checked your ballot, yes or no, and not yeah. It's not the politician. And you know, we have various issues here about the homeless, and then another issue is about you know, for the veterans that are homeless, and please get them housing. That's on a ballot, by the way, in California for housing for veterans. So yeah, please get them housing, because they fought for us. The least we could do is get them housing, and it's a basic human right
to have housing and food. I mean, it is not something that we should be, you know, dying over. I mean, honestly,
right.
The cost of living is so exuberant. I mean, it's no wonder people are struggling, and the stress and the anxiety and the depressions are all mounting, and suicides are out of this world right now. I mean, it's like one thing after another, but these things are basic human rights. And that's what I love about, you know, some of the candidates that are running. And so, yeah, people out there, do your homework. Like, really
right.
Do your homework. Look into the candidates before you just pick a box, because, you know, it does matter. Travis Duncan, O'Rourke, they're all about, you know, affordable housing, medical care, free water,
right.
Electricity co-ops, you know, all of this. It's amazing. It's amazing that we actually have people that are like, okay, you know what, everybody should be able to have good organic food. It shouldn't be according to demographic.
Right, right.
That's ridiculous.
Because you know what, you go to, you know, Whole Food, you can't afford it. Going in there, I can't. But when you go to Whole Foods, you go, God, I need to have 3 paychecks just to pay for the food, you know. And then Trader Joe's is reasonable. But I'm just saying, what you're saying is absolutely right. Well, let me duck in a baseball score for all our people in Los Angeles. The Dodgers are losing. The Brewers are 6, Dodgers 2. It's in the 8th inning. Go Blue Crew. We'd like to have a Red Sox Dodger World Series, right? Out here, people are in Los Angeles. So Dodgers are playing ho-hum ball, but you know what? It'll be one more game. I think it's tomorrow, and then that'll decide who plays Boston in the series. You know, it'll be interesting. So how's the show going? Do you enjoy doing radio?
I do. It's a lot of fun. We're really, you know, we're just getting our feet wet, but it's really fun. We had a great time. Our first show this last Wednesday was our second. We've had 2 really amazing guests.
Uh-huh.
Next week we have another really awesome guest coming on, who actually is going to give some tips on how we can help with the climate change. Right now, because you know the IPCC came out with the 12 years, the alarm saying we have 12 years before we are really in big trouble.
Well, we have a president that doesn't believe there's a climate problem.
Oh, my God. I know. And I kind of, he believes the 3%. 97% of the scientists who study global climate change are in agreement that we have 12 years, right? But Donald Trump and his red party want to stand behind the 3% of the scientists.
Yeah,
it's
not logical. I just feel with Trump, the man is so out of it, and we need to get back to being, you know, countries to respect us and women to respect the president, and not to have such a weird feeling when he talks. I don't even listen because I feel he's wasting my time, you know. But anyway, I want to thank you very much for coming on. We always appreciate you. And I will come on Wednesday. I'll surprise you to come on. And we're going to talk about the next thing on the radio. We're going to talk about the California elections. And also, I don't know, in Texas, do they have legal marijuana? Marijuana legal?
Not yet.
Yeah, we have it.
That
here.
Is actually, we're working towards it. I know,
yeah,
you
they
guys
have,
do. I'm a little bit jealous.
Yeah, we have these shops, and they're funny names like Light Up. So a little job like that in California. But we're, the next thing California is going to work on is a train that goes from the top of the state to the bottom of the state. Like a, you know, like the bullet train in Japan. That's what they're working on out here. So it's kind of cool. And I just want to thank you, of course. It's great. BBS is great. Aren't they a great network? They're wonderful.
I really enjoy working with them.
Yeah, so do I. And I want to thank everyone for switching over from LA Talk Radio. And we're doing really well on Friday night, and we thank everyone. And with that in mind, Bernadette, we thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Cameron. I appreciate it. I just let me put out there real quick, divinityisyou.com if you want some energy therapies, some spiritual guidance. Go ahead and hit us up. Divinityisyou.com.
And by the way, someone asked me, last show we did, about you're going to have a seminar. Is any seminar going to be coming up soon?
We are actually working on a seminar. We're working on it. I'll have more information for you probably in the next couple of weeks. We're also gearing up our YouTube channel, so you're going to be able to see us on our YouTube channel as well.
Oh, nice. YouTube is a good way to go, and what you're doing is very good because people want to see what's going on. We're going to get there, but as they say in radio, one step at a time, as they say.
Amen to that.
That's it.
I appreciate it, Cameron. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. And then next week we're going to have a Republican candidate, Mark Reed's going to come on. And what we do is before the election, we try to educate people. And hopefully we'll talk to Gabrielle again, we'll talk about Texas. And everyone out there, you know, have a great weekend. Vote November 6th. It's going to really change this country. And with that in mind, thank you so much, Bernadette.
Thank you, honey. Have a great night. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night from Bernadette in Austin. And good night from Los Angeles right now. Take care.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.